So this one is called, and I really want to introduce the ideas with as much of your body as you can bring to the table right now. Meditation practice is much more interesting when our body is invited to the table, even of the instructions. And I know that's hard for some of us, and really a journey of descent into the body from having been more in our head. But I invite you right now to open your body a little bit and hear this last exercise. So this one is called, it's actually strange English, so I might have to give some synonyms. It's called three words, in whose gaze? Dot, dot, dot. And we're going to ask your body and your heart, in whose gaze, and gaze is the eyes looking upon you, the eyes of the body, the eyes of the heart. In whose gaze? So what person, what being, what figure of your imagination, what aspect of nature, what figure that you may know or not know, it doesn't have to be real. Might be a real person, might not. This is a question for the imagination of your body. In whose gaze does your body let down their defenses? In whose gaze? So when they are looking upon you, when they are around you and hold you in their regard, in whose gaze does your heart soften? In whose gaze does your breath relax? In whose gaze do you not feel any requirement to have to become someone for the other? In whose gaze do you know you are loved? In whose presence? So the creature, the being may not even have eyes, physical eyes. Really open your imagination. This does not have to be literal eyes. In whose presence? Can you rest? In whose presence? Can you be re-inspired to let your attention fill your whole body? Who sees your gift and your vulnerability and doesn't limit you to one idea, to one identity, to one characteristic? They may see your suffering and they see your unfathomable beyonds, your glorious depths, your tender mysteries, your blazing beauty, and they know your human frailty. Without judgment, with unconditional love. As we stay with this idea, remember it's going to be a practice. So it's not that you have to believe that you should drop your defenses or that someone perfectly sees you. We're trying this on and practicing with it. And as the meditator then, as we practice, we will be sensing and seeing what is the effect in this breath, in this body, as I practice lingering in the gaze of the other. So I'm going to just very lightly guide us in so you get the sense, and then you can take it away and practice with it. So I want to go from the hindrances end. If you're sitting there thinking, I don't have anyone like that, this is rubbish, I doubt this works, it's all make-believe, all this stuff about imagination, it's not the real world, right? If you're there, welcome that and bring that kind of crunchy, doubting, complaining, pained, also hurt, usually place, bring that into the meditation. And actually, we're going to bring that in to the gaze of the one who sees you when we get there. In terms of a figure coming, it might be a very clear figure of past, present, future, of real or imagined. It might be a spiritual teacher, it might be the Buddha, it might be Jesus, it might be someone you know. I don't know, it might be a really clear figure, but it might not. And this is really important. A, it might be something that isn't normally given the status of being able to gaze upon you in the modern story. Like it might be trees or an aspect of nature, which you have the uncanny sense in whose presence you are welcomed, unconditionally known, even if you couldn't explain how. Or it might be a very vague sense. It's like, I don't have someone or something, but there's a vague sense of someone around me or something around me that doesn't have any clear detail. That's fine, really fine. Doesn't have to be visually distinct. Or fourthly, this idea may have triggered absolute doubt and mistrust. That's fine, really fine. And your practice will be to have a placeholder in your attention. So you're sitting with your body and you give a placeholder to someone or something in front of you or around you that even though you're full of doubt, you're willing to try on the idea. Not because it's true or untrue, but because it might lead onward. It might open things up. Okay, so let's give this a couple of minutes, lead in, and then it will be your takeaway. So dear body of my Sangha member in Finland, in Sweden, in the USA, in England, asking your body, in whose gaze do they let down their defenses? Even just a little bit. And let the being, aspect of nature or the vague placeholder, let them come in front of you or around you. See where they want to come. It's not yours to engineer so much as be open to. Invite them, if they're willing, and just sit with them a moment. They don't have to be visually distinct. You can support this perception by giving them a name or bowing in your inner imagination to them. Or very lightly recognizing that there's two of you, there's me and there's you, the other. So there's two rather than one. And just sit with her for a moment, letting them be here wherever they have come to. And take a moment to sense your body. Give your body a chance to feel her breath in the presence of this other. And give some attention to the other without leaving yourself. Very lightly, imagining that they are seeing you right now. They know you're here. Even if they don't have physical eyes, they get you, they sense you. And as they sense you, it's as if they are saying in their own language, whatever that language is, I see you, my love. I see you, my love. And see if you can let in to your body, to your ribs, to your breath. See if you can let in the seeing just a little bit deeper with the first phrase. I see you. I see you, my love. I see you, dear frail human and dear unfathomable angel, I see you. I see your gift. I see your frailty. I see your disturbance. And I see that you are so many things. I see you as emanation of the earth. I see you as reflection of the angel. Whichever of these phrases are tolerable to you. As if you could be seen in all of those dimensions. And the being doesn't make you special, but sees your specialness. And you can imagine, if you will, that this way they see you is like an iconic moment in time. It's kind of timeless. It's as if they're always, already, ongoingly seeing you this way. Timelessly, as if their seeing is a reflection of something eternal. You don't have to worry what's true and untrue. Practice is more interested in what's skillful or unskillful. If you linger with this, with one or two or three phrases, which I'll give at the end, I see you, my love. I see your shame. I see your gift. To practice being your body, your breath, your heart, your bones, your flesh, and let in that way of seeing you. Let it in right now to the pockets in your heart that feel shame, to the hidden corners that dare not open themselves to the daylight, to the numb patches of your heart that have had to shut down when things were too hard to bear, to the vast reaches of your inner space, who feel the touch of their gaze. Open your body, dear one. Open your imagination. Let your bones soften. And let them, in their own way, see you. Let them know you. Let yourself be known. And playing and sustaining. And lingering with what feels really okay. So in this practice, as you play with it, if something feels okay in your body, or even at ease, or even a little bit lovely, linger with that okayness, that ease, that loveliness. Maybe it's even a little pleasurable. This does not deny the hindrances or the contractions, but is training the mind to lean into what is really okay. So as we come to the end, maybe pick up one or two phrases that the other, in their own language of touch or image or verbal, one or two phrases that feel helpful, and then convert them into your language that is closest to your heart, of nationality or of images. And it might be, I see you, my love. I see your beauty and I see your frailty. Of any of the phrases that I've offered, choose one or two. Or you might have converted them a little bit to your own. They can be quite intimate phrases. And as a contemplative, as a meditator, your job is to sense the effects and to know what is wholesome and onward leading.
Thank you.